You're tuned in to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest today is from the City Museum. Welcome back to the show, Curator of Collections and Exhibits, Nico Sanguinetti. Hi, Nico.
Hi, Shelley. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. And yourself?
Doing well, thank you.
Great. Today you're here to talk about a panel discussion that the City Museum will be hosting in recognition of Indigenous Peoples Day. It builds upon your current exhibit, Echoes of War. I was wondering if we could start with an overview of the exhibit itself, if you would.
Sure. So our exhibit, Echoes of War, Unanga Internment During World War II, follows the path of the Unanga people from St. George and St. Paul in the Pribilof Islands as they were forcibly removed from their homes during World War II and interned at two camps at Funter Bay on Admiralty Island until 1944. The exhibit follows not only them from their homes to here in Southeast and then back home to their islands, not once but twice actually, as they were forced to go back for the annual seal harvest in 1943 and then before returning home in 1944. We did our best to tell the story through the words of the elders who experienced the evacuation and internment, and so our main gallery is told almost exclusively through quotes from their words. And then we have two additional galleries that give a little bit more of the background information from what led to the evacuation and internment, as well as some discussion about the other camps that existed in Southeast Alaska, because there were actually five internment camps in addition to Wrangell Institute throughout Southeast Alaska, in which Unanga from the Pribilof and Aleutian Islands were interned for the duration of the war. So that's the exhibit that we're going to be basing this panel discussion off of here on Monday.
And before we talk about the panel, congratulations to the City Museum are in order, as Museums Alaska, the statewide museum association, has selected the Juno Douglas City Museum to receive the Award for Excellence in Museum Field for this very exhibit. How did that feel for you to receive it and for everyone who was involved with helping build the exhibit?
Thank you. Yes, it was really extremely exciting for us. We worked really hard on this exhibit. It really wasn't just us. We had a large group that we've worked with for almost 2 years, with folks from the Pribilof Islands to Anchorage to here, Homer, Unalaska. So really, it was a statewide effort to bring this story to life. And there had been people working on this project actually for 5 or 6 years before we even came to be involved. So it's a result of a large amount of effort. And really, it's still a project that's ongoing. There are other facets that are still happening, legislation that's in the Capitol right now, as well as hope for ongoing educational opportunities revolving around this subject. So the award was really wonderful, and we're very grateful. And again, just wanted to give a massive thank you to everyone who is involved in this project.
I think you've done a great job of sharing the credit for everyone who contributed their voices and their efforts. So the panel on Monday will be made up of people who are or have been residents of St. Paul, one of the Pribilof Islands, and they have family members who are interned at Funter Bay. Will you tell us a bit about who will be a part of the discussion?
Sure. So there's going to be four panelists. We're going to have Serafima Edelin, who works for the Eco Office on St. Paul. She has been fundamental in this entire project. She has really been our connection with the elders on island, and she is the one that's always being my go-between between the elders and then us here in Juneau. So she's absolutely wonderful. We also have Martin Stepitin, who is a resident of Juneau at the moment, but he was born and raised on St. Paul, and his grandparents were interned at Funter Bay. Serafima's grandparents were also interned at Funter Bay. That's the main thing, is all four panelists have a connection to Funter Bay through their family members who were interned. Some of them didn't even know their family members were interned until we started with this project, so it's really interesting to find those connections along the way. We also have Zenaida Melavidoff, who we affectionately called Kuka, which means grandma, and she's absolutely wonderful. So she will also be involved, as well as Jacob Merkuliev, who is the current mayor of St. Paul Island, also highly involved in this project. And Z and Jacob have been involved as elder representatives of this project from St. Paul. There are others who have been involved who have given their voice to this project. Zee and Jacob, along with Richard, were able to come down from St. Paul actually in February of last year to work with us. I apologize, this year, to work with us on our planning processes. So we've been able to keep in close contact with them. So we're excited to have them be part of this discussion.
And you're the moderator, is that correct?
I am. So I'll be acting as the moderator. Really, the goal of this program is to have the panelists speak. I'm just there to facilitate. All of these folks I've been working with for quite some time, so we've become fairly close friends. So it's a little bit easier to have a easygoing discussion. So we'll be touching on some interesting topics, but yes, apologize, and answer to your question, I will be moderating.
Well, my next question was, how do you feel about your role as moderator? How do you plan to prepare? How are you hoping it will go?
Definitely. So one of the biggest discussions going on, I think, at a larger level, national and international, is power and privilege. And so as somebody who is not related to the people who were interned, I'm always very aware that I want to do my best not to step on anyone's toes or step outside of what my privilege offers me. So when it came to deciding who was going to moderate this discussion, I put it to this group from St. Paul and asked them who they would prefer to moderate, if they wanted to have nominate somebody that they felt more comfortable with. But they were all very lovely and said that they would like me to do it. They all know me personally. I am aware of the history of the event as well as the exhibit, and know them all on a personal level. So it was really humbling for me to be able to take on that role. And in preparation, we've been preparing questions and then also just discussing with our panelists what they might be interested in speaking about as well, in addition to questions that I have kind of pulled from people I know here in Juneau who might have a different relationship to this history. So there's been a lot of building from different backgrounds to try and put these questions together, and hopefully they'll relate to a larger group of people than necessarily we're used to speaking to.
Well, that is a great segue into my next question, which is, what are you hoping both the participants and the audience will take away from this discussion? What are you hoping that they will learn or share or experience? And I'll just leave it at that.
I think my main goal for this program is just to have the people watching experience a little bit more about Unanga culture. The Pribilof Islands are very far away from us here in Juneau. It's a culture that maybe we don't experience as often here in Juneau. And really, I just would like people to come away with a better understanding of not only the event, the evacuation and internment, but what life is like in the Pribilof Islands and what their culture means to them. Everyone has a different relationship with their heritage and their background. And I think each place has a different connection and relationship to it. And so in working with the folks on St. Paul and St. George, they have a very different connection than I've seen in other places. And so I'm excited for that to come through and to have that be part of their discussion, because I think in general, on a larger scale, that's been a big discussion point, is what is our heritage? How do we relate to it? And what does that mean in the modern world? So we're trying to bring some of those questions to the table.
It sounds like it's going to be extremely interesting. This panel discussion is taking place on Monday, October 12th, which is Indigenous Peoples Day. It's at 6:30 p.m. How can we tune in?
We're going to be hosting it mainly on Zoom. At the same time, we're going to be simulcasting it on Facebook Live. So you can find the Zoom link either on our website or on our Facebook page. There's a Facebook event. Of course, if you can't find that, you're always welcome to give us a call or shoot us an email. All of our emails are available on our website.
And your phone number?
It is 586-3572.
586-3572. Nico Sanguinetti, thanks so much for speaking with me today. I'm really looking forward to watching the panel discussion on Monday, 6:30 p.m. via Zoom. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with our listeners today? Anything else going on at the City Museum?
I think we just like to let everyone know as much as you can. We'd love to have you watch. And if you do happen to miss it, we're going to record it and it will be posted to our YouTube channel probably the next day for later viewing.
Wonderful. Well, best of luck in your role as moderator, as an interviewer. I know it's not always easy, but I think you're going to have, it sounds like you're going to have a wonderful group of people that you know, and they'll be sharing incredible stories. So thanks so much for sharing the details of the discussion with me today, and yeah, lots of luck with it.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. You have a great day.
You too. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.